25.1EDE01250720252256. Audio. Comments on sketch EDED103. If this sketch is valid, this sketch opens the door to installing multiple nozzles for large diameters. Drag is one of the main problems with rockets. On small diameter cylinders, the force related to drag is less significant. The suction from the engines prevents the formation of turbulent zones at the ends of the cylinder where the engines are installed. Let's try to generalize. The diameter of the rocket where the engines are installed. The height of the engine including the nozzles. The diameter of the nozzles. The gas flow velocity and its flow rate. The position of the engine relative to the center of the radius. The shape of the edge of the cylinder at the bottom of the rocket. By optimizing these elements, we believe it is possible to eliminate this parasitic drag. Inserting the engines into an empty cylinder also, in our opinion, provides the necessary conditions for vanishing the trails. This is valid in takeoff mode, but presents heat-related drawbacks for planetary mode. We believe that removing this cylinder should be relatively simple using explosive bolts. A first question. Why consider this possibility? If the engine is kept in the shade and shut down, what will its temperature be? -250°C, for example, with a little heat extracted from the SSV. It's not a good idea to intentionally leave an engine in these temperature ranges when it can be avoided. One problem at a time. Just getting this station off the ground at these diameters is a miracle. What if there were more than one cylinder surrounding the engines at the base? Would we have increased the thrust of large diameter rockets? To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This July 25th, 2025.